Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A bill that would force the special election for Johnny Isakson's former U.S. Senate seat into a primary has cleared a state House committee. GPB's Stephen Fowler explains.
The original intent of the bill was to allow the Secretary of State to set qualifying dates for the special election in November. That would force Democrats running to choose between the seat held by Loeffler or the other seat held by David Perdue. Democrats and some Republicans on the committee approved a change that would turn the special election to a special primary, holding an election in May to decide who's on the ballot this fall. The news comes as Georgia Congressman Doug Collins has indicated he will run against Loeffler, setting up a bruising campaign battle. Governor Brian Kemp's office has threatened to veto the bill. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
Noise and odor from a biomass plant are angering some people in northeast Georgia. GPB's Sophia Salaby explains.
The Georgia Renewable Power Plant in Franklin County burns wood waste to create energy, but the county declared it a public nuisance in December following months of testing by the plant's owners, mostly due to the noise and emissions it created. Beth Thomas is the Franklin County manager.
So when you have that high volume of noise, devastatingly loud noise, that many times at all hours of the day, it led to a lot of complaints.
GRP has since installed silencers and says the sounds residents complained about should diminish now that the plant is operational. Meanwhile, the county is working with independent contractors to do noise and air quality testing to ensure GRP has made the required changes. They're still waiting on results. GRP also has a plant in Madison County. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.
The deputy superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools is leaving to lead the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta. David Jernigan has been named the new president and CEO of the organization. He'll step into the role May 4th. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.